Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 37 of Positivity Spartans. I'm joined today, as always, by my co-host, Marcellus Majestic James. What's going on, my brother?
What's happening?
And of course, you know, Lane is usually with us, but he's driving across the country, so we want to give my man some safe travels. You know, we're sending positive vibes to you, my brother. And today we are also joined by our special guest, Giamatis.
Giamatis.
He'll be our first guest in our series of episodes of Health is Wealth. We're going to be getting in on some, you know, healthy habits, working out, eating lifestyles, things like that. And today our first guest is my personal trainer, Giamatis. Giamatis, hey. What's going on? How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. It's another beautiful day. It's cold as hell, and I didn't have to run today. So,
you know, Yeah. I made you run yesterday.
She sure did. Man, look, I ain't ran in the cold in I don't know how long. Probably since 2016 when I got out the Army. I felt it yesterday.
Yeah, I could tell.
She called you slow.
So, it wasn't my best mile time, but, hey, I made it, man. I made it. So Giamatis, you know, just give the people a little introduction, let them know who they're talking to since, you know, you're here on the show today.
Okay, well, my name is Giamatis, better known as Gigi, because people just, you know, don't really care to pronounce my name right.
Yeah, I go with Gigi.
Yeah, so Gigi. My name is Gigi. I'm Isaiah's personal trainer. I'm a personal trainer, single mother. And yeah, I'm pretty much into, you know, this lifestyle of health is wealth. I've gotten into this business about 3 years ago. You know, I lost my grandma and to lots of health conditions. And that's what really like changed my whole perspective on life and health. So yeah, that's pretty much
where are you from?
I'm from Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico, raised my younger years here in Waco. And then in my teen years, I was raised back in Puerto Rico. So kind of back and forth. So I have two homes.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What part of Puerto Rico?
San Juan. Projects, Manuela Perez, you know. I hate to rep it, but, you know, I made a lot of, you know, my best friends came from there. Hey,
I didn't even know they have projects in Puerto Rico.
My best friends came from there. And yeah, I'm a single mom. I had a baby. I have my son, Johniel. He's 11 years old. I had him in Puerto Rico. And yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. He was born in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, you know that?
No.
Yeah, he moved here when he was four. He didn't speak English when he got here.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he knows he's
about to. Well, I mean, now he kind of, you know. Yeah. I mean, he tries to speak Spanish, but he understands it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's pretty dope. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he was born here in Texas. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was raised over there until he was four. And then I moved here when I was like 21. I moved back here to just, you know, start a better life. Puerto Rico's fun and all, but, you know, I didn't want to raise my son there.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it. So your family just chose Waco, Texas, or y'all have people
here? I think, we moved here when I was two. I think my grandma was already living here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my aunt. So my mom and my dad just, you know, follow the family, you know, as we do.
Right. I'm still waiting for mine to follow me. But,
so I stayed here until I was, like, 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you went back to Puerto Rico when you were 12?
Well, I got sent back.
So, you got sent back. Yes. The plot thickens.
my parents at that time, like, you know, were going through a divorce. Okay. And, okay. Yeah, I don't remember my mom, you know, now as an adult, a woman, a mother, I understand that she was depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband of 14 years just left her. I recently found out he emptied the bank account. Like,
oh shit,
bitch! Like, that's my business. Can I cuss? What the fuck? Like, I didn't know that, so I just look at my father in a very different. You know, I don't know. So yeah. It's just now as a woman, I hate to say that I hated my mom like for a good chunk of my teenage years because she did that to me. Like, I was just like, I felt so betrayed. But I mean, now I understand. Like, I understand why she sent me, but I understand what she was going through.
Yeah.
That made me. The whole thing was that I ran away, air quotes, away.
Yeah, she's doing the air quotes.
Ran away to my grandma's house. Like, yeah. I just went to my grandma's house in the middle of the night because she was like upset, screaming at my brother. And, you know, she does quiet. You know, my brother, he's just like, he's always been like that. to him so quiet. And she was getting on to him. You know, she was just angry. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that because she had been like that. So I just ran away to my grandma's house, you know. So, yeah, So she sent me to Puerto Rico with my dad. So then from 12 to 21, I stayed in Puerto Rico.
Came back to the States just in time to drink and party, huh?
Oh, no. I've been, funny enough, I don't drink since I was like 21.
Yeah.
From 14 to 20, I got all the alcohol I needed. Like for a lifetime, I was borderline alcohol. In Puerto Rico, you could just walk into a bar at 14 and just order a beer or whatever the fuck you want.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
I was getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I was coming home. I was coming home at 6-7 in the morning at 14 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Drunk off my fucking ass.
Wow. Did you get any ass whoopings when you grabbed it?
That's what I needed.
They were just like, hey, what's up? Really what glad you made it back alive. Hey.
Can you imagine? I wish my son would. I just think about it.
You think about it now, right?
I remember one time I was getting home and it was like, it was late, but I got home so late. And mom, I was just like being stupid drunk.
Yeah.
And my mom was just like, so just like they look at me so disgusted and like
just couldn't
and disappointed. Yeah. I'm just like, why did you beat my ass? I would not let you go to sleep. I would have poured water on your ass. Nah,
that's ground.
Man, it's we do not promote this kind of actions on
behavior.
Sorry. But you see, my life has definitely turned around since. Definitely a whole thing.
For the better. No, we could all be there. Trust me, I drank enough in my time in the Army to last me a lifetime, so I know what it's like.
Yeah, I don't even enjoy alcohol anymore. Nah, at all.
Nah, that's why I smoke, because, you know, I do what I do.
Yeah.
So, now you said...
you beat me to it.
Go ahead. You know, we always on the same time. Go ahead, brother. I'll let you leave.
I know, we be in the same wavelength. Always. All right, so you said you started your business about 3 years ago, so what were you doing prior to that?
So I actually started my business, Build With G, in like September. I kind of like built that brand. I got into fitness 3 years ago. Because I lost my grandma. I was 207 pounds 3 years ago in 2017. So losing my grandma just kind of like really, it was like a whole realization. Like I never had a realization in my life until like that moment.
Yeah, it was an epiphany.
Yeah, literally. Like it's so real. Yeah. Like so real. Like, you know, I cried and stuff. And then after like, I couldn't cry anymore, I would just sit there and I just looked at her. I'm just like, nah, she's just like a vessel.
Mm.
And I just remember growing up, her being told like, you know, Maria, because she had diabetes, you know, all these health conditions, and her being told by doctors to change her diet, change her lifestyle, stop, you know, smoking cigarettes, stop drinking alcohol. And, you know, unfortunately, she didn't do those things until too late, you know, after, you know, heart surgeries, you know, cutting this toe, that toe.
Right.
You know, it's just horrible, you know, and she was a great woman, like so independent. And so when that happened, I'm just like, man, I just sat there. I'm sitting there over 200 pounds and still being the smallest in my family.
Really?
Yeah, at that weight, you know, and I'm just like, man, yeah, I guess people can say health conditions can be genetic or, you know, hereditary, but at the end of the day, it may sound like cliche, but you are what you eat.
Yeah, for sure.
And
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I believe that.
Man, I've seen people just change what they're eating, have to not take blood pressure medication anymore. And, you know, it's just, and have to not take insulin anymore and just be able to control the conditions with what they're eating and movement in your body and getting, you know, exercising. So literally, so she passed away. A week later, I hit up a personal trainer, Kenneth Ford, on Facebook. And yeah, the next Saturday I met up with him. And the week after, August 23rd, 2017. It was my first day of training, and I haven't stopped since.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn. That's deep. I mean, especially because, you know, that's tough. You know, death is tough. You know what I mean? No matter who it is.
Yeah, and that was the first death that I had dealt with close. Like, someone, my family, and then, you know, it's my grandma. I had someone, you know, I had my best friend's mother was, like, unfortunately, like, murdered a couple years ago, and that impacted me, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's my best friend is like losing another mom, you know? So that was something that, you know, that was the first person that I knew that I lost. But like my grandmother, That was just, you know, seeing your mother suffer, your aunts, your cousins, that's just like a whole different kind of pain.
Yeah, it's different.
And having to tell your son, you know, the kids. And yeah, so that just changed my whole life. So I started in August and I was just doing it. I was going to training 3 times a week, diet change, you know, drinking water. Mm-hmm. And then in like October, my brother, Cheeto, he started training too.
Nice.
And we both, rarely enough, like they called us Wonder Twins at the gym, right? We're not twins at all. I'm 3 years older, but 2 years older.
2 years older. I was gonna ask because I wasn't sure who was.
No, older, yeah. So I'm younger. Older. He was born in '96.
Gotcha.
So he just turned 24.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I'm 26.
Yeah,
so.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
24.
25.
They called us Wonder Twins at the gym. And rarely enough, like me and him are literally like connected in that way. Like it's so weird. But we both lost 80 pounds.
Wow.
Like now we weren't shooting for a number. We weren't even weighing ourselves. Like the first month of me training, I weighed myself a month later and I had only lost 1 fucking pound.
Really?
1 pound.
After a month of training.
After a month. Yeah. And I was like, man, I have not cheated. I have not skipped training. I'm eating properly. Like what? So I was very, like, I was not motivated.
Yeah.
And literally, I texted my trainer to stand him up. I was like, oh, I got to work late. And I really didn't. Like,
yeah,
I was
tight.
Like,
yeah.
Man, I was mad.
Yeah, you get discouraged.
So he was just like, nah, come after. Yeah, luckily, he was like, nah, come after. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I went and I told him. I was
so that's where you got the persistence from, huh?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. And then he saw me and he, I guess he just saw it in my face that I was disappointed or not. But he was like, don't worry about that. He's like, it's not a race. Like, you didn't gain all this weight in a month, did you? It's going to take a while. Like, you know, so he just, so at that point, I was just like, you know what? Fuck the scale. It's not about a number.
Yeah.
It's about what I feel, what I see.
Right.
So that was in September of 17. So I did not weigh myself until my birthday, February of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, in those months, I had never felt like I felt the best in my life. Like I felt super strong. I saw the difference in my body, like my mood, everything.
Yeah.
So then when I went to a doctor's appointment on my birthday, they weighed me and I hadn't gone on the scale in 4 months since September. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I kind of don't want to know, but I kind of want to know. Like, I know I lost a lot of weight. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So when I looked, I was 167. It's 40 pounds.
Okay.
So I was like, no, fuck. Yeah. I was like, okay. So I just kept on. And I just didn't weigh myself. I just kept showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, so when I went to my trainer that day that I had only lost a pound that I found out, he pushed me and was like, come more than 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, come 1 or 2 times a week. So then I started going 5 times a week.
Yeah.
So from then on, I was going 5 times a week, resting twice a week. And yeah, just kept with my diet and stuff.
And was it HIIT training like you have us doing?
Yeah,
now,
like okay. Lifting. So we lifted. He had us really lifting a lot. Like yeah. I was very strong. I'm strong now, but yeah. I remember at one point I could do like 30 push-ups on my toes, like nothing. I can't do that right now. Like, nah, like I'm strong, but I can do like 20, 15.
Yeah.
But nah, like I was just like, I just felt super strong. And yeah, I mean, it felt great. So yeah, I was just heavy lifting, HIIT,
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that HIIT is a killer because
yeah.
it kicks my ass. Matt, like, have you ever did HIIT training?
That's the only way I train.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, this guy, he's built like a machine as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got a little catching up to do, but I'll be there soon. Cause you know what I mean? Thanks to Gigi over here.
So you hit on some really like big topics in our community. Number one is
for sure
is us taking care of our health as far as like eating. A lot of diseases mm-hmm. that we have come from your diet, you know, and people just don't pay attention to that or they just disregard it. And later on in life, they have these long-term issues that they can't get rid of.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I see it all the time. Like in my family, this is why I stay pretty healthy too, because the same thing with like death. My great-grandmother died at like 66, maybe, something like that.
My grandma was that age also, 65, 66.
Yeah, and like...
Young. That's young as hell.
Yeah, she had a short... She was pretty short, and like, she was big. And like that stuff wears on your body. Like she had bypass surgeries, she had diabetes and all that stuff. So people just have to understand, like, we have control of that. And you're an easy testament of that. Like you lost 80 pounds. So yeah. Are there any additional certifications you have, like that you had to do in order to become a business, or you just was like, hey, I'm gonna make this a business and
No, so I just got certified as a personal trainer, and I train at High Power Fitness, which is a private gym. So it's basically just a gym that has different personal trainers, and the people that go there are clients of those trainers. It's like it's not like a membership; it's like a private gym.
are you full time?
So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm studying to get my like nutrition certification because that's off. Like that's the biggest part, like the most important part of any weight loss, any kind of weight loss, weight gain, what you eat, like that's 80% of your results. So, and it's very, it's a complicated fact, especially when a lot of people don't understand food, like at all. It's like they don't understand food. So, yeah.
I've never like so I try to watch what I eat, but I've never got like down to counting like what is it
Like
called?
macros?
Yeah, macros.
Yeah.
I never macros.
Macros.
I never got to that point. Like that seems
Yeah, I
like
mean,
it takes some discipline to do that. 'Cause
it
I'm
does.
yeah, my homie
It
Chong,
definitely does.
him and his wife Adoree, man, they're phenomenal when it comes to
Yeah.
that stuff. 'Cause they just like they
Man.
stick to
Yeah,
it.
that is tough. That's the honestly going to the gym, that's the easiest part.
Yeah, for
Going to
sure.
work out, that's easy. You could push yourself for an hour. Like you could do anything for an hour. But having to like discipline, like go against like fight with your mind, like, no,
For
don't do it.
sure.
Like,
Yeah, like
you
you don't need
literally
that
don't
cheesecake.
need
You don't need
that.
that chocolate.
So that's the hard, like, staying disciplined. That, like, real, I honestly just, people just have to find their why. Wanting to have a good body is not enough. Yeah, it's nice. Like, of course you want to look nice. Who doesn't want to look nice? But that's not enough to keep you motivated long term.
For sure. Yeah, and that's true in anything, you know what I mean, when it comes to working out in life and everything. You gotta have a why. And I mean, we speak about this on tons of episodes all the time, and it's dope that you bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows how true it is that, you know, you have to have something deeper. Like, yeah, you can just go to the, like you said, go to the gym to look good and have the six pack. But once you
Right.
get the six pack, you know what I mean, what's to keep you going? What's to keep you
Exactly.
maintaining? Like, you know, you told your story, your grandmother was your why. You know what I'm saying? Once you saw what happened there, you wanted to push, you want to be a better person. You took that tragic event and you made a positive out of it. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? And that's a
Yeah,
testament
and it
to
was
you.
like a, what is the word, like a domino effect, because my brother started losing weight, then my mom's sister got a trainer, started training with Lavelle, and
Oh yeah.
lost weight. She lost like 40 pounds, and then her daughter, so my cousin, and then her
Damn, so
husband,
everybody in the
and then
family
my
started working
mom.
out. Okay.
Yeah, like it was like, yeah, it,
That's pretty dope. Yeah, Max just be busting in
yeah,
the
so
road.
that's just because
Yeah.
you decided to change your
Yeah, like which is, it's crazy.
crazy.
That's pretty impressive, honestly. I mean, to motivate your whole family like that, to get them all to you know, wanna change their life, that's
Yeah.
dope.
And honestly, like, I feel like for me, just seeing like my brother do it,
Yeah.
because
Your brother's a beast.
yeah, and like just because he was always like the chubbier kid growing up, and he struggled with the sexuality being very young, and like I could just struggle with mental depression and all that. So I never suffered through depression until I was an adult, and that shit's horrible. I can imagine being a child and having
Going
that,
through it,
so seeing him, like, I've never seen him happier in his life. I've never seen he could never like look in a mirror like naked. Like he would like, and I was like that too. Like, so I'm really proud of him and like his, because
Yeah,
he
his
really did a
progression
whole
journey.
180. Because I'm just glad that he got motivated too and did it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on you. That's dope. I mean, and he looks good. You know what I'm saying? Like he
Yeah.
be in there, we be getting
He
it.
be going
Like
hard, yes. He got.
she be kicking both our asses, man. But hey, he be sticking in there. That man, he's a beast.
He's looking strong. Big ass legs.
Well,
That's dope.
quick workout questions. What is your least favorite workout?
Oh, that's a great question. My least favorite workout.
Or like single exercise.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking of like a single exercise that I just really don't like.
She be having to do some crazy shit, so I'm interested to hear this.
What don't I like? Like, what do I like? Dang. I really don't know.
What's your most favorite?
Oh, you know what? I don't like, you know, whenever you're doing shoulder, what I had you do, when you grab the plate and you're like,
oh, gotta raise it over your head.
Like, yeah, like front raises with the plate.
Yeah.
I really don't like that.
Yeah.
It makes my back hurt. I don't like doing that. And honestly, so it's like I have a love-hate relationship with squats.
Okay, what kind of squats?
I think we all do.
Like, you know, back squats with the bar. I love front squats with the barbell. I love the front squat with the barbell.
That's easily my least favorite workout.
really?
I hate front squats.
I don't know. I like front squats with barbell, but back squats, I don't know. Like, you just have good squat days, bad squat days,
yeah.
And it annoys me. I'm trying to like perfect it, yeah. And I can't. So I'm working on it.
What's your squat max?
My squat max right now?
Yeah.
Man, like 150.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably do more, but like if my forming right, I don't count it.
Oh,
I could probably lift more than that. I mean, I'm sure I've lifted more than that.
But you're correct. You know what I mean? Good form, mm-hmm, squat. You know you can do 150, bing bang.
Yeah, like beautifully.
Yeah.
Up down maybe 3.
Yeah.
So I could probably do more, but like I want to perfect my form so bad. Like, I'm so picky about that because I just see so many people
with poor form.
Yes. Yeah. I used to have horrible form. Like, I used to lift a lot. I mean, I could lift, at one point, I was like, my smallest, I was like 125.
Mm-hmm.
And I could probably lift like maybe 200.
So you went from, you said 207, mm-hmm, your favorite number 7.
Yeah. No, and my birthday is February 7th.
Oh, February 7th. So look,
and I see right, and I see 207 everywhere. I catch it every day.
Really?
Yes, I promise. I still don't do that like for months. Like, I always catch 207. Jeez. Yeah.
So from 207 to 125, you said?
That's my smallest. Yeah.
Smallest. That's impressive. Yes. That's impressive as hell. For you to be squatting 150 and everything like that. That's, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I dig it. Myself, what's your favorite workout?
My favorite exercise is overhead squats.
Overhead squats?
Because it works everything.
With the bar? Yeah, you know what? I've done it with like dumbbells, but I've never done it with
It is bar. Challenging because your core is engaged, your shoulders engaged.
You know what? I'm gonna do that.
Your legs, like, it works everything.
Yeah.
But
you gotta start with like the bar. And then you work your way up.
I want to do that because I do it with plates or the barbell. And I mean, I love them. They're very challenging.
Yeah, you have us do some pretty interesting workouts and exercises.
I'll be trying, man. Because like, I don't want y'all to just be like lifting a lot and then just being stiff as fuck and having no like range of motion. Right. And
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely appreciate that because, you know, like you said, you want to perfect the form. You call me out. I mean, you let me know when I'm not going down.
Oh my God. So I say a list like a boy in high school. Like y'all lift, some guys lift just really fast and I'm like, just breathe.
I don't know. I just want to get it going.
I know. And they'd be like, I can't breathe.
So like when you're doing your own personal workouts, like what I know it probably drives you crazy when you see people like bad form. Like, are you that person that like, hey, let me help you, or you just be looking there like?
No. I'm like an introverted extrovert. I can be extroverted when I want to be, you know, but like, I wouldn't want somebody coming up to me and telling me that, but I mean, I don't know. It just depends on how the person, how they look. It just depends.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah, you can sort of read the vibe.
Yeah, like, if I see, like, they kind of don't know what they're, like, kind of, you know, you get just kind of...
Those new people that like, don't know how to use anything.
Just there.
Man, I was once that person. I was once that person that's horrible. It's a horrible feeling.
Man. When I started my workout journey, I couldn't bench 135 pounds. Like that was incredibly heavy.
You know, when I started lifting,
like I couldn't.
High school, I had we had weight training with Mr. Eisenberg. Yeah, and like 95 pounds was my max when I started.
Yeah.
Granted, I was 135 pounds at the time, but yeah.
I was like 175 and I couldn't even bench, 135. Like, damn. That was my weakest. And I wouldn't say to this day it's my weakest, but to this day it's not. Like, I can squat 500 pounds. I can deadlift 500 pounds. I've only broken the 300-pound club on the bench one time.
Yeah. Then, just, man, benching? Okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't like benching.
Well, you found it.
You know what? I don't know why. I dumbbell bench press all the time. Mm-hmm. But with the bar, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just
not my thing. It's not my... it's not my strength. I accept it. I could bench like 75 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than that. You know what I'm saying? Good.
But now, when it comes to like weight lifting, and people got to put in the weight ratios too, because a lot of times you have like this big dude that's like 250. He's like, yeah, man, I bench 320. Like, okay, bro, you're 250 pounds. That's not that much to you. So,
yeah, that is very true though. A lot of times I think it's mental too. I don't know. Like, I feel like the bench is one of those, mental exercises where if you don't believe you can lift the weight, then you can't lift the weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go in there with any doubt.
And that's kind of a squat, too. I feel like if you at any point are doubting yourself when you're about to go down that squat, you're fucked. Yeah. Like, it's
I don't think I've ever, failed a squat, though.
But when you take that inhale, that deep breath before you go down, you better make sure that you're ready for that squat.
Yeah.
At any point at that you doubt it, it's
fast. Yeah, it's over with.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and that's a horrible feeling.
You gotta get that.
Because you gotta drop it and everybody gotta hear it.
Right. Yeah, that loud clank.
Now look at you.
You gotta try
on your knees like, oh, damn.
Man, that's another thing, man. Y'all like ego lifting. That is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
That's a lot of what you see.
Yeah, a lot of ego
at
lifting.
Like the big gym, like the like crunch and shit. And
yeah, like, I mean, when I started my journey, like I wanted to be that? Big. No, I wasn't ego lifting because I was more conservative. If I didn't have a spotter, I wasn't going over 225 on the bench. You know what I mean? I wasn't squatting more than 2. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I knew my limits because I'd been working out for so long, but I wasn't there to get swole. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't care about my flexibility, mobility, none of that. I was just trying to be the Hulk. Yeah, I was just trying to be the Hulk. You know what I mean? I wanted CT Fletcher arms. I'm gonna be real. I wanted CT Fletcher arms.
Bro.
I watch this video. Yeah, I command you to grow. You know, I watch this video all the time. And I swear to God, I just wanted and that's why I can preacher curl 50-pound dumbbells strictly off of watching that video. And yeah, I just worked my way up to it. I don't know.
That's
but
crazy.
But now it's like a whole different vibe because I don't just work out to be big. I want to be flexible. I want to be mobile.
Yeah.
I want to be more athletic than, just big. And, your workouts have been kicking my ass and they've been kicking me into shape because right now I'm 220. I'm the heaviest I've ever been. But, you know, I mean, running that mile is probably the easiest it's ever been. You know what I'm saying? And that's
it's
saying
kind
a
of
lot.
A little bit uphill, too.
I noticed. Yeah, trust me, I know. And then when the wind be blowing down, see, you be knowing.
I run it too. I mean, I run it twice that day.
Yeah, you did say that.
But, and I like to box jump too. I'll make y'all jump a lot.
Oh, that's fun.
I love box jumping. I used to be so scared. Well, like when I would train before, I was just really more lifting. I really didn't do a lot of jumping around. I wanted to do stuff like that, but really didn't. Yeah, but so now I love to box jump. I'll be trying to box jump and land on one leg and shit.
You're just trying to make a challenge now, huh? Yeah. No, you do. You come up with some crazy exercises and you keep our body shot, which is definitely something that I needed.
Quick story.
The first time I worked out with Gigi, I showed up to train, I threw up 3 times.
Yeah.
What?
Matter of like 12 minutes.
3 times, bro.
Why?
Like off the warm up, bro. I was not like I said before. I was used to coming in
and
there
like and I give y'all breaks. So it's not like I don't give them breaks. I'm not letting them rest or nothing. Like no, I give them rest.
Yeah,
I have my Apple Watch. I'll be timing it and stuff. You know.
Yeah, she keeps up, but I just my body was not ready. It was not
three
ready
times.
Three times, bro.
Yeah,
three
times. I've never thrown up.
A dude was like, "Is he okay?" We're like, "Yeah, he's fine. He's
all right." Yeah, your body
I didn't quit
getting rid of that stuff. All kinds of toxins.
I didn't quit though. I kept going. I've never thrown up
in a workout.
Yeah, no. That's the closest I've gotten. We had basketball practice, and I ate a Big Mac right before practice, and we got in trouble.
We ran like
25 suicides.
Oh, I love suicide sprints.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah.
You know what my least favorite exercise is too? That's just burpees. I hate burpees.
Everyone hates. I hate burpees.
I hate the way people do burpees.
How do you do burpees?
Because like you're supposed to drop. You don't have to do a push up on the way.
Yeah, I drop.
Yeah, oh, like straight drop.
People they'll do like a half burpee where they just drop in like the front knee to rest.
Pick their feet and then do a knee tuck with their feet.
And then come back up. Or they like drop, then do a push down and then push back up to get up. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I go down like into the push up only because I don't want to just slam it to the ground.
Oh yeah, I drop all the way.
But then I hop up onto my feet.
You gotta drop.
Yeah. Like just drop.
Yeah, that way. That man.
Oh. All right, okay. Look, learn
like
something.
Whenever we did it with the burpees, and then we press the dumbbells, mm-hmm. I find it easier to do it like that because like doing a push up with the dumbbell.
Yeah,
yeah. You just have to drop all the way. I love doing burpees. I just like to jump. I love keeping my heart rate up. Like I'm trying to get my heart rate to 200. I got it to 199 one time.
Yeah,
you know that's like close to a heart attack.
I like that kind of, and I sometimes have to be like remind myself like, dude, not everyone can handle that. You need to calm down and like give people rest.
There'll be day like cardio days. I really like the cardio days because we do what the five exercises and the rest mm-hmm. are what 1 minute in between.
Yeah.
See, I can do that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? And then we do it for time. When we do it for time, that's a killer.
Yes.
Yeah, any exercise we do.
I love doing it for time.
Doing it for time is a killer, man.
Remember that day we did the unilateral exercise? It was like one-sided everything for time.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I left the bed the next day.
I love that workout. Man, yeah. We should send it to him. I'm going to send it to him. And just let me know how you feel the next day.
All right.
Yeah, Marcellus, he's you completed a Spartan race before, correct?
Yeah, I did one. Can I tell a quick story?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. So this is when I lived in Washington. My whole unit, we had a detachment. We were all like super fit. Our average PT score was like 270 or something. Like our lowest person was 270.
That's pretty high. Yeah. On a scale of 300, you'll be 270 average.
Okay. Yeah.
So
look at that. 207, but just in a different order.
So we were like super fit or whatever. And we're like, let's do a Spartan race. Like I saw it somewhere and I was like, this should be cool. Let me get a group of people to go with me. We're going to train, yada, yada. So my sister, Kim, hopefully you meet her at some point, but it's one of my friends I made in the Army. She's the sister that the Army gave me. She was like, oh, I'll do it with you. And I'm like, bet, we're going to train because I know you're not ready right now, but we're going to train. And then her husband, he's like, we're going to bring him in because he's pretty fit too. So we had our squad. Everyone was training. Me and her trained. Her husband worked night shift, so he would train during the day or whatever. And I got, like, to a stupid shape. Like, I can't even explain how good a shape I was in. You know, like, stadium stairs? We used to go. There's a what movie was that? 10 Things I Hate About You. They filmed the movie at that stadium. So
yes,
we went.
I know exactly what you're talking
we
about.
We would go up and down the stairs, all the way around, and then all the way back. And I had got to that point.
Of
fitness, or whatever. Right?
Yeah, the stairs all the way up.
All the way up, and then around, and then down.
It would go up. Up, up, across, down, like that, all the way to the other side, and then I did all the way back to the beginning where I started.
Oh, almost like a zigzag pattern.
Yep, all the way around though, and then the way back. Right.
Jeez.
So I got to that point. We finally go do the race, and like before we go to do the week before, her cousin flies in from London. So I'm like, okay, she's gonna watch us, right? And the day before, she's like, no, I want to do it. We're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I don't think you understand. We've been training for like 4 months to do this. You can't do this right now. Like, your body is, she's like, no, 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 no. I got it. We spent like 5 minutes trying to tell this woman, do not do this with us. Just go watch it as a spectator. No, 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 no.
Right, like, this ain't what
I'm in America. I'm going to do it. This is something cool I can do, and I can have a story to tell when I get back home, yada, yada, yada. Right. So we go to start the race, and we line up.
I wonder how the story went.
There's like this old hippie dude in line. He's like, hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing? We're like, oh, pretty good. Oh, I'm just so happy to be here. Like, this is great. I mean, dude's full head is gray. Like, he's up there in age. And I'm like, wow. Like, people of all shapes and sizes really go to these things. This is dope.
That's dope.
So we go to start the race. And before you get to obstacles, you have to run, of course, right? So we're running.
Yeah.
It's like half a mile. Gets to the first obstacle. Look over at Christina, the friend that came from London, and she's dying. Like, she goes, we hop over these little walls. It's like a 4 foot wall, a 5 foot wall, a 6 foot wall. So we go and hop those, and you just see her just like every time we go over the obstacle, you just see her just struggling. Like,
yeah,
like we having to run around the other side of it and push her over. Like, this is the first obstacle, right? And it's like, oh, this is going to be a long race. And they start the races in like 15 minute iterations. So before we even get to the second obstacle, she's walking. I'm like, oh my God. But I can't leave her. I can't leave her. I'm like, all right, can't leave her. Whatever. So we went and did it. It was an awesome experience. Like, yeah, I don't leave people behind. I don't do that. I just can't help
it. Yeah, it's in the creed.
I can't. Yeah, it is. I was gonna say that.
Yeah, it's in the creed. Can't do it.
It was so much fun, and I remember like one of my most distinct memories through the whole thing was. I was crawling through mud, and like literally from like neck down, I'm covered in mud. And I got out from the mud, and I was just like the happiest person in the world. Like, this is great. This is so much fun. And then there was another part where we crawled up this hill, and it was so many people. You know how you watch like ants moving on a hill? There was like that many people on the hill, and you're crawling up this hill under barbed wire. And there's like no hold space. So it's just straight mud. So you're literally like packing mud down to like put it as a handhold
to crawl
and
under.
Then push up. And then like there's some random stranger with their arm out. Like, and you're like, what? Okay. And then you drop their arm and you get the inside. And you're like, well, I got to help the next person. So like it's just like a lot of camaraderie with just people you've never seen before. Yes. Another distinct memory
that's
while we were going, you know, we started in 15 minute iterations. At one point during the race, a WMPT ran past our group, and I was like,
really?
He started 15 minutes after us.
Yeah,
he just ran past us. Come
that's
on,
crazy.
Christina. Like, but it was really cool. Like, I'm not gonna lie, how cool, how fun it was. When all this COVID stuff ends, like, I'll probably jump on one again.
Yeah.
That's fun. I want to do one. I've always wanted to do one of those things.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff you don't really realize gets impacted by, like, COVID. I mean, things like that.
Yeah.
Like, events like that. It'll be awesome when COVID is over, because I definitely want to try to do a Spartan race myself.
All right. Well, I'm doing one in Texas. Got it. You guys signed up for it.
I mean, was it hard? Like, how challenging would
well
you say
as much as I trained, like, it wasn't as hard as I wanted it to be, because I couldn't do it at my full capacity. But one of the hardest event, it sounds weird, but the hardest event was literally carrying a barrel of rocks. Yeah,
really?
It was ridiculous.
Well, I guess the uneven
I was
weight.
In like muscle failure. Like, you fill up this bucket to a line with the rocks or whatever, and then you had to carry it across like a dirt bike course. So you're going up and down hills, and you can't you can't drop a certain amount of rock, so you have to start all the way over. Or you do like do like 30 burpees at the end if you mess up the course.
I'll take the burpees.
Give me 50. When I finished, I literally my arms were shaking. Like I could have I might have had like 10, 15 more steps in me because my arms were done.
That's crazy. Carrying a bucket of rocks. That's interesting.
Yep, that was
I wonder That's how it, fun, though. I like
I wonder if we can simulate that. I wonder if we can simulate that. Carrying a bucket of rocks.
Wouldn't work.
Is that what I recommended? Zero out of 10 would not recommend.
Not recommend.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, though, man. That's an awesome experience. I mean, it shows the dedication you had to training and then, you know, how much fun it was when you were just out there rolling in mud. That's
so
dope,
I did
man.
That, and I, man, and like I did two terrain runs in Germany.
What's that?
It's like the same thing as this farm. That's what they call it, terrain runs. Oh, and they were put on by the base that we went to.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, that's so cool. I've never done anything like that, and now that like I'm in shape, I want to do something I love to expend my energy like that.
you're pretty fast, too. You're a pretty fast runner.
I love to sprint. I like to run.
That's dope.
My favorite. I like to run.
That's dope.
I love racing Cheeto because he's...
Yeah. I don't think I ran with Cheeto.
Yeah, I did. He's pretty fast. Yeah, I had just sprint. I think you were just so like... you're about to die that day. So you probably
remember. We did sprint. Yeah,
you probably don't remember.
Okay. Yeah,
what's your best mile time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine? Lately, the last time I did, let me check my phone. Hold on. I think it was
7:30
something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's fast?
For a woman, yes. That is very rapid.
No, not even for a woman. That's fast. That's fast. Yeah, that's fast. Because, I mean, you think if you kept going, that's, what, like a 15-minute mile?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because, like, the mile we run is kind of up, like, going, the first half is, like, kind of going uphill and then coming down. So, I just try to be running fast the whole time.
Yeah.
And I run the whole mile, but I need to kind of, like, going up, not go so fast. So, that way coming down. That way coming down. I got more energy. I go fast.
Yeah, it's tough because it feels nice, like when you start, because you can open up your stride on the little downhill. But then when you're coming on the way back, man, it's a killer.
It is.
That hill gets me because I'll be cruising, I'll be at a nice pace, and I get to that hill, and I can just feel my body slow down. And my legs, man, these I got tree trunk legs, y'all. So shit, I try my best, but hey, running.
So do you run on the concrete or on the?
On the concrete.
On the grass.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be easier on the grass because you're because you're heavy. Like it'll be lighter on your joints. Like
I don't know. Yeah. That's a possibility. Yeah, I could try that. I didn't think of that.
That impact on concrete when you're heavy.
Yeah, because you are heavy, like, you know, especially in your legs.
Yeah, for sure.
So then your running shoes too. Sure. Like you gotta find the right shoe.
Yeah, that's another.
I've heard Asics.
It depends. I bought a pair of Asics. They tore my toes up. I couldn't do it. Yeah. But it just depends on your foot.
I'm gonna have to do some research. I've had
some Skechers or something.
Hey, they might be what's best for me. Never know. But we wrapping it up almost at the time limit. Just go ahead and let the people know where they can find you. You know what I mean? Leave us with a quote. You know what I mean? Something good that you mean to leave our minds with.
Okay, so I'm on Instagram and Facebook. My business space is Build with G, so B-U-I-L-D. W-I-T-H-G-I. My personal page is Gmaris Cintron, G-I-M-A-R-Y-S. So yeah, just add me. I'm accepting new clients. So if you're in the area of Waco, just hit me up. I also do Zoom training or through this app called House Party, which is a lot more simple and fun.
Really?
Yeah. It's like really fun. Yeah. Like you can add more people and like it was four of us. If you want to see me bigger, you could just click on me and I'll be bigger and it'll make everybody smaller. And it's just like the interactive.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, because My computer's like pretty old, so it doesn't really support Zoom. It's not up to date, so I can't do Zoom with my computer. But yeah, so just I would just say, you know, don't only with me, you know, you will only not only build your body, but my goal is to help you build your mind and just, you know, honestly build your soul. Like, if we're here to, you know, uplift your spirit and your energy, and it's more than just working out to look good. You want to feel good and have a positive mentality and positive energy all day or day.
You know it. That's why we here.
Well, thank you guys for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on. I definitely appreciate it. You actually reached out to me about it, so thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I was like, it's a podcast. That'd be fun.
That was dope. Like you reaching out, you know, give us the idea to do the whole Health as Wealth for December. Well, so
yeah, I got more people to come on.
Yeah, we actually have some others. We were supposed to have another guest with us today, but due to schedule conflicts, of course. But yeah, we'll have some other guests on here, so it's gonna be really cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank y'all.
Look, inspiring the Spartans, not only in the gym but on the podcast.
I'm trying. Virtual.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost at 5,000 plays, so thank you to everybody who tunes in. Episode 37, we're pushing on to 50, and once we get there, you know, we might give away some free stuff. Who knows? We might do some stuff like that. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, positivity, prosperity. Mm-hmm.